Welcome to the Change Your World Relationships and Family and Business Summit. I am so excited because we have a credible presenter today. This is all brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. And I would like to introduce to you the incredible, the amazing, Ms. Lauren K. Wyatt. Lauren, why don't you take it from here?
Hello, hello, hello. I am so excited to be here on this Change Your World Summit. And today I get to connect with you about energy healing for attracting love and success. So if that sounds good to you, you are in the right place. So instead of just going into the mechanics about what energy healing is or having a theoretical conversation about how this can really help you, because really what you could do is you could just do a quick and simple Google search and get tons of information about that. So instead of all of that, what I want to do is really connect with you and urge you to connect with your heart on this, because this is a conversation that really can change your life and it can help you in attracting so much love and experiencing that love in your relationships and feeling successful in all areas of your life. So what I would like to do first is to just ask you a question. And wherever you're at right now, maybe you're driving, maybe you're at work right now, but whatever you're doing, just take a mental pause and take a deep breath. This will get you totally centered in this moment. And as you take that deep breath and as you connect with yourself on this level, I want to ask you, how much love do you experience every day? And how much success do you experience every day? Is the love that you're feeling, Is this enough for you? Are you happy with how things are? Or are you ready to really just embrace yourself for all that you are and experience your best relationships and all of the success that comes with it? Because sure, maybe things are really great in the love department. Maybe you feel like you are successful, and that is awesome. But right now, this is an opportunity for you to check in with yourself about what love and success look like on an even greater scale for you. And if you aren't experiencing love right now, and if you feel like success has been something that you've been struggling with, well, guess what? In our time together today, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about energy healing and how that can help you attract more love and success. So, first of all, everything that you visualize for yourself, all of the feelings that you have about your your situation. The inner longings that your heart desires. How, whatever your definition is about love and whatever success means to you, these questions and your own personal answers to these questions, all of that is energy. Your current romantic relationships and how they are right at this moment, all of that is energy too. The way you feel about yourself, the way you talk to yourself, if you judge yourself, the judgments that you give yourself, all of this is energy. And sometimes we can just dismiss these little thoughts or these daydreams as something that it doesn't matter. But really, it does matter because it's your energy. And if right now things are not exactly as you want them to be, you probably have feelings that go along with your judgments and your thoughts and observations about the situation. And the first key to energy healing is you get to be honest with yourself and you get to be objective with yourself. This isn't about sugarcoating anything. It's about being real about what's happening in your life and being honest with yourself about how you feel. Now, of course, sometimes our feelings, they can either really, really, assist us and support us and uplift us on attracting what it is we want, on experiencing what it is that we want. But other times, they can really, really bring us down. But when it comes to energy healing, truly energy healing, it's not so much about feeling good, because think of all the things that we do for ourselves to feel better. Some of us may go to the gym. Others, we may enjoy a glass of wine or some ice cream. Sometimes we might make ourselves feel better by watching a whole lot of TV. And, yeah, those are things that can help you feel better in the moment. But what that is it's really just coping, and it's not really helping you in attracting the love and success that you want. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be perfect and be completely on your game and on every day, and that's the only way you can attract love and success. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is you get to be honest with yourself about where you're at in your life, and you get to be honest about how you feel about it, and you also get to choose to simply go beyond feeling better. This is true energy healing that can really help you attract the love that you really want and results that you love, all of that success. And that is the first key to energy healing. Now, the second key, and this is where things get pretty interesting, is you get to be honest with yourself about what it is that you want. And of course, this sounds like it's easy, right? Like, oh, yeah, I want $1 million. I want this really gorgeous guy who's nice to me. Yeah, of course I want that. Sure. I'm talking about going beyond that and getting in touch with what you really desire. Because usually what we do is we say that we want something when really it's not our true authentic desire. We want something because maybe someone else told us it's something we should want. Like, for instance, maybe we see that all of our friends are getting married and having babies, and we think, oh, why don't I have that? I really want that too. Well, there are many different expressions of love and relationships and marriage and family and babies. That's only one expression of it. So you get to be really honest with yourself. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I work with clients on really being the sexiest versions of themselves and being irresistible, breaking the laws of love, and creating their best relationships. And I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and she was telling me about how, like, all of these painful things that she'd experienced in her love life, and how many circumstances in her life where she completely gave her heart to something, whether it was in a relationship or at work, she completely ended up being rejected and heartbroken and traumatized. And she said, I want to meet a nice guy who's not a psychopath. She said, is that too much to ask? And we kind of laughed about it a little. But I had to ask her to go deeper, and I had to call her out a little and say, that's not what you want. Like, yes, bare minimum, sure. But what is it that you really and truly desire? And I got to hear about what her best relationship would be. So for that, I want you to stop thinking so small, because thinking small is not going to help you heal your energy. What it will help you do is it's going to help you keep things exactly the same. And, you know, sometimes what's happening right now, it's good. It could be really good, or it could be good enough, or it's also sometimes the devil that we know. But either way, if you can dare to dream and to think really big, if you're courageous enough to do that, then guess what? You may feel completely guided to really make waves and shake things up in your life. And of course those relationships are going to change. Of course conditions at work are going to change. And you know what? We as people, we are so afraid of change. It's the unknown. It's uncertain. It's terrifying. Most of us will wake up every day feeling secure that we kind of know exactly what will happen. And that's a luxury. That's a really, really good thing. But when we dare to dream big, and oh my goodness, when we talk to other people about it, and even beyond that, when we start to take aligned action to that, and I'll talk about what I mean by that in just a second. We change things, and it is so scary. So about that word aligned, alignment that I just said, this is a huge key to energy healing, to attract love, to attract success. What it means is really being clear about what you desire. And really being clear about what you are willing to do, what you're willing to give, and what you are willing to give up to create that desired result. And this can also be very scary, because the moment you admit that to yourself, you may have just come into an agreement with yourself to take a new aligned action so that you can attract that love and the results you love, that success. And this is total energy healing. And when you do that, I will tell you that all of the excuses, maybe excuses you didn't even know that you had, maybe excuses that you know are a lie, these things are going to do their very best to stop you. And while that's happening, those excuses, they start to become the norm again, and you start to give up on your dream. This is just one option. The not so fun option that does not support you in energy healing, total energy healing. And when you're in this state, it's very hard to really make sense of what's real and what's not. A lot of different illusions kind of come into play here. A lot of things that I call love myths and the laws of love, which are actually these fear-based illusions that we think are true, but they're really not true at all. And these are things that can stop us from really attracting and experiencing love and success that we want, and experiencing our very best relationship, experiencing ourselves as irresistible. You can choose to see these illusions for what they are, and to stay true to your intention, and to be courageous as you move forward on your desires. And to help you do this, I created a free report, and it is all about the three love myths revealed. And you can get your copy of this free report by visiting my website on www.loverenegades.com, and you will definitely see where you can sign up to receive your free copy. And in this free copy of the Love Mix Revealed, you're going to find out about the three love myths that are blocking you from being irresistible, that are blocking you from complete and total energy healing, and that are blocking you from experiencing and attracting your best relationship. So that's www.loverenegades.com. And my name is Lauren Wyatt, and I'm a love psychic and speaker and healer, and I love supporting my clients with being irresistible and really attracting and creating their best relationships. And energy healing is a huge part of our process together. And if I can support you in any way in energy healing to attract love and success, I would absolutely love to do that. Again, please visit my website at www.loverenegades.com for your free copy of the Love Mix Revealed. And if you enjoy taking quizzes, I have this quiz that I created. It's mainly geared toward women. And you can find this quiz at breakthelawsoflove.com. And this quiz is so great about helping you identify exactly which law of love that you get to break. And again, this is all about really shedding light on these illusions that hold us back so that you will not make up excuses as you go to attract results that you love and to create your very, very best relationship. It's about breaking free from the status quo and really making waves in your life. Thank you so much for joining me today and taking, actually giving yourself time to receive this information about energy healing. I'm Lauren K. Wyatt at loverenegades.com.